My guest today is David Burrell. He is the CEO of Future IQ. Future IQ is leading the way on Mitchell's community visioning survey that's going on right now. David, thank you for joining us today. And tell us, what is the goal of the project?
Okay, JP. Well, great to be here, first of all. And the goal of the community visioning exercise is really, it's got two parts to it. So the first part is really to have the community have a conversation and think about where it wants to end up looking forward. So what's the shared vision for the future? Where do people think the most competitive and successful version of the future lie? That's the first part. And that's what we're working on at the moment. And then the second part, which really is after summer, is working out how to get there. So the end result of this will be a clear community vision that will be built on consensus from input in the community, and then a strategic action plan, which should guide the decisions and the investment of the city in terms of being able to think about, okay, how do we move from where we are to the future we want to get to?
So how do you go about gathering the information in order to put a plan in place?
Yeah, actually, and one of the things that I am actually personally finding very good about this project is that the sort of mandate that was given was to make sure that it was open and inclusive and really was as transparent as possible. So the idea is to have as much input as possible from the people who are the stakeholders in the future here, who are the people who make their home here. So the process we've been following is to have a series of kind of quite deliberate steps to think about the future and then ask people to have their input. Right now, we're in the middle of a series of community workshops. Some of those we've held at the Corn Palace. We've also gone to the university, the technical college, and we're going to the library later today. But these are open sessions where people are able to come. We talk about the outputs from the work that's been done so far, ask people to think about the best possible future for the community, complete this survey, because it is very much a data-driven process, so we want to collect people's view, and that's part of the open and transparent process. So at the end, you can see what everybody thought and understand where the points of consensus are.
Okay, so let's go back to the square one, and that is the survey itself. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so there's a large-scale community survey running, right? And what we're asking people to look at and think about is how certain factors are going to shape the future here. And in terms of how big an impact are they going to have, how well prepared are we? So if you think of some of the topics that are in the survey, so there might be things like the advent of autonomous vehicles. Okay, so probably within the next 10 years, we might see long-haul truck fleets go autonomous or semi-autonomous. We might see farming go more autonomous. What's the potential impact of that on Mitchell and its economy? And I think those type of questions that we're asking in the survey are very interesting because we're in a period, JP, where we're seeing this convergence of trends that are shaping locations like Mitchell all across middle America. And we're talking about, you know, changing demographics, population shifts. We're talking about the demand for food in the world. We're talking about technology and how that's reshaping industries. So it's really quite an important issue to wrestle with, which is to think about, okay, so as some of these things unfold, what's the potential impact in Mitchell and how well prepared are we? You know, think simple things like the aging of the community or the availability of educational services or, you know, what happens with our agricultural industries and so on. So the survey is a chance for people to think about some of those things and have their input and their responses.
So where would, for example, what's going on outside of Mitchell, whether it be within the United States or overseas, how does that fit into this?
Yeah, that's a very good point. And I think that's part of what we're really keen to bring to this project and I think have been bringing is that larger understanding of the macro trends that are shaping the world. And no matter where you are in the world, there are some of these trends you will not escape. They're going to come and find you in some form or other. And whether that's mass urbanization or just the extra billions of people we're adding to the planet or the changing climatic patterns. So we've been talking about a lot of those trends in the community engagement sessions. But we also took a deep dive into those in the think tank, which we held 3 weeks ago. That was a gathering of 100 key stakeholders in the community who really thought deeply about those type of trends and how they may shape both the sort of Midwest region, the more local region, but the community itself here. And that report will be available in the next week or two. But it's a really interesting analysis, I think, that the community has been doing in terms of how does it position itself to be successful in a world that's changing very fast.
Okay, so we had the introduction of the survey. And by the way, the survey is still open if you would like to participate in it. It's on the City of Mitchell website, cityofmitchell.org. Look under the popular links tab and you'll be able to find it. David, how long would it take to complete that survey?
It's not a simple survey, I'll say that. It's probably a 10 or a 15 minute response. And it is relatively a detailed survey. So it's not one that's just yes, no to a bunch of simple questions. We're asking people to think about their response on a range of these important trends. So if you do the survey, grab yourself a cup of coffee, give yourself 10 or 15 minutes and sit down and really think it through and sort of persevere with it. I mean, it's because it's asking people to think quite deeply. We want people really to get through to the end of the survey.
And that's the important part. Allow time for you to give it some thought before you answer.
Well, and that's right. And some people say, oh, the survey's a bit long, but we're asking people to think about the future of this community. And this is probably a once-in-a-decade opportunity for the community to come together and really do some deep, intelligent thinking about the future. How does this community position itself? So I think taking a little bit extra time to do the survey well and to think about these issues, I think that is really the responsibility of people who choose to make a location like this their home.
And we completed the think tank in late March, and now we're going to the community engagement sessions as such. Anybody can attend that, correct?
That's right. We're holding a whole range of those, and we've just had 3 days now. We'll be back at the end of April to do another round. There are a number that are open public meetings, like at the library or at the Corn Palace. There are some where we're going to certain groups, like we went to the university and spoke in a number of the classes there recently. We were at the Technical College. I think there's a combination of going to where people are in certain settings, but also a range of open public meetings as well.
And so if you can give us a little preview, what have you found so far in the survey?
Well, it's really quite fascinating, actually. I think at a high level, right, in terms of the people's perception about the future, I think it's quite mixed. But there's parts of the future that represent things that could be quite exciting, you know, so the global demand for food, the productive capability of this landscape, the presence of very strong educational institutions here, the quality of life that people enjoy, they come out repeatedly as really, you know, high value sort of positives in terms of the future. The areas that I think people are a bit more concerned about are things like the aging population, things like how technology might displace or disrupt jobs and industries, and then how does this community stay relevant when we know that in rural America there's all sorts of changes occurring. Now, you can look across the landscape and no matter where you are, there's a macro trend of people moving from farms into small towns into regional centres into metropolises. So how does Mitchell, which is really one of those sort of smaller regional centres, how does it retain its value proposition to people in this rapidly changing world? So I think what I've been surprised by, actually, or delighted by, is how much appetite I'm hearing in the conversations for people to say, let's get on with it. You know, people are saying, we've got a lot of great opportunities. We've got some real strengths as a community. But what we don't have is a lot of time to twiddle our thumbs and wait and sort of, you know, not do anything. It's time to sort of get on with it. And I think that particularly comes through in the sort of very engaged, strong, younger cohort that's prevalent in this community. Young professionals, people who obviously have chosen to make their life here. And they want to see this community really grab the opportunities by the horns and run with it.
Very good. My guest this morning is David Burrell. He's the CEO of Future IQ, helping out with the community vision survey that's going on right now. And again, if you would like to participate in that survey, we urge you to do so because you can have a say in the future of Mitchell. Again, go to the City of Mitchell website, which is cityofmitchell.org. Click on the popular links tab, and it'll take you right there. Again, take about 10 or 15 minutes to do. Take your time with it, and have a say in what's going on. Thank you for joining us this morning on KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490.